Blog Talk Radio.
Good Wednesday morning. It is the first day of March. The mecca of college basketball season is just around the corner. We are so close to March Madness. A couple more games last night in the Big 12 and one last night and two tonight that have a lot of implications on the Big 12 tournament. We'll talk about those games in just a little bit, but so much happening yesterday. Absolutely so much happening yesterday. We need to get right into it. And of course, the big thing coming across yesterday, about noon, somewhere in there? Eric Berry will be a Kansas City Chief for life. 6 years, $78 million, $40 million guaranteed. EB gets his contract, gets his money, and will stay with the Kansas City Chiefs. Now this thing, and if you checked out my video yesterday on the Facebook page, I'm not fantastic with this. I love having Eric Berry. I love it. I love that we're going to have Eric Berry until the end of his contract. What Eric Berry has done, not only on the field, but off the field as a Chief, is fantastic. Just absolutely amazing. And I think it's perfect that they backed up the Brinks truck to Eric Berry's front door. I'm just not, that $40 million guaranteed is a lot of change. That's a lot of change. And this leads back to 2 days ago with the signing of Laurent Duvernay-Tardif. We said on Monday that that obviously was going to be the precursor to this signing with the both LDT and Eric Berry having the same agent. We knew that that was just the first step. The signing of LDT was the first step of getting Eric Berry, and they locked it down yesterday. They now have their veteran, their guy, their all everything Chief will remain a Chief. Again, 6 years, $78 million. Highest paid safety in the NFL currently, and second highest paid of all time. That's some big money for a guy that deserved big money. And I think after the issues with the last contract, I think this was probably a much better situation to deal with. But again, they do get it locked down. So you're going to see Eric Berry on the field a lot more in that Kansas City Chiefs jersey, and excited to have him back. And I think that really sets the tone for the rest of this team, saying, we got our guy, we are ready, we are all in. And I think that's going to make everything a lot better in that locker room. But saying that, you gain a legend, but you also lose a legend yesterday. The Chiefs released Jamal Charles. Now, on the surface, just the headline of this really stings. It really stings to get the headline come across your phone, come across your desktop, whatever it may be. Jamal Charles is not a Chief anymore. This guy has had, 10 carries in the last. He has had 400 yards in the past 2 years. 400 yards. In his last 3 years, in his last 5 years, 1,600 yards, 1,200 yards, 1,000 yards, 364 yards, and 40 yards. The decline was there. And this is not on a national level. And it made me laugh yesterday. ESPN tried to make this a big deal. Tried so hard to make this a big deal. They put out a tweet yesterday, and all it said was, "Wow, Jamaal Charles no longer a Chief." And every Chiefs fan known to man jumped on Twitter and said, "Why is this a wow?" And it really wasn't a wow. Last year, when he came back for that one, maybe two games, when he came back, did anybody really care? Did anybody find it any more than a side effect, really? I mean, good luck, Jamaal. Just don't go to the Broncos or Chargers or Raiders. Just don't stay in the AFC. Go to New England. Go to Cleveland. Go to wherever you feel. Cleveland is going to be hard. They are going to press hard to get Jamaal Charles. Lord knows why. I think it's kind of the Peyton Hillis type thing that we saw a couple of years ago in Kansas City. Wow, the Peyton Hillis experience was just fantastic, wasn't it? And whatever happened to that guy? That's what I'm totally perplexed about. Whatever happened to Peyton Hillis? If you can tell me what happened to Peyton Hillis, get on the Facebook page, facebook.com/15forfans. Let me know what Peyton Hillis is doing right now, because quite frankly, I have no idea, nor does it really keep me up at night at all what Peyton Hillis is doing. But again, Eric Berry is a Kansas City Chief. Jamaal Charles is not a Kansas City Chief. According to Therese Paylor of the Kansas City Star, it doesn't look like there's a whole lot of shot of re-signing him, despite the release to get out of the contract. Doesn't look like he will be back as a Chief. So best of luck, Jamaal. You know he'll find a landing spot somewhere and play out the last, and let's face it, guys, play out the last 2 years of his career. Play out, you know, he's not going to be there any longer than 2020. Let's just call a spade here. He is not going to be in the league any longer than 3 years. He's advanced in age. He's beat up. He's coming off two injuries in the past 2 years. He's just not going to be long lasting. So best of luck in the last couple of years of your contract. Of your career, not contract, career. Hopefully you can find a nice landing spot. I still think he's one of the best Chiefs of all time. I think, and you know, you may be able to make an argument for a couple of other guys. I don't see how you can't say Jamaal Charles is the best running back in Chiefs history. I mean, you saw it yesterday. Three guys yesterday issued press releases. John Dorsey, Andy Reid, and Clark Hunt all issued press releases. That doesn't happen. That doesn't happen for a normal guy that they just let go. That doesn't happen. That shows you the respect that the Kansas City Chiefs had, that the organization had, the fans had, and everyone had for Jamaal Charles. That shows you the respect and how much he was loved in Kansas City. But it's a business. It's still a business, no matter what. It is a business. And sad to see Jamaal go, but already have the tools in the backfield. We saw that last year. Spencer Ware is going to be a big-time force. That backfield is going to be nice next year. Nice, nice, nice. And with the draft just around the corner, who knows? Who knows what they'll get? Maybe finally a quarterback. All right, to the college level now. Jamaal Charles isn't the only one gone. John Curry, also gone. The athletic director at Kansas State taking off to take the position at Tennessee, the place that he originally came from. He was the assistant AD in Knoxville prior to coming to K-State. He now is headed back to Tennessee. So the search is on now for a new AD at Kansas State University. Do you really want this job? Does anybody really want this job? In your first, basically, let's, you know, for conversation's sake, let's say 3 years. I don't think it'll be that long, but let's say 3 years. You have to, and this will happen more quickly than 3 years, probably in the next 3 months. You have to fire your head basketball coach. You have to fire your head basketball coach. And then this one is going to be the long-term project for the new AD in Manhattan. Replace a legend on your sideline. Replace maybe one of the best coaches. Now, the best current college coach and one of the best of all time, Bill Snyder. So fire your head basketball coach and replace a college football legend. Good luck to the next AD at Kansas State. Good luck to that. My goodness, those are big shoes to fill. Those are big steps to take in your first. I'm saying 3 years. I'm thinking two, possibly even one. Like I said, the Bruce Weber thing, that's got to happen right now. That's got to happen right now. That has to happen March 15th. If that doesn't happen in the next 2 weeks, if that doesn't happen at the end of the Big 12 tournament, I will be shocked. Absolutely shocked. Now, you go down the list of these candidates, and I'm not going to run through candidates because it's obviously too early to do that. But there are a list of guys that would love to come to Kansas State, but not necessarily love what they have to do when they come to Kansas State. So, yeah, you can throw out those guys. You know, there are a ton of them that would love to be the athletic director. Maybe you don't even have to go that far. And I don't see it happening. And I told someone this yesterday. I don't see it happening, but I wouldn't be absolutely in shock if Kansas State did what the University of Nebraska did. Yes, Tom Osborne. I wouldn't be shocked to see Bill Snyder take over the athletic director spot. I don't see it happening, but in any case, I really don't see it happening, but it would fit. It would work. So again, John Curry out at Kansas State of his own accord, headed to Tennessee. Now the Wildcats in search of a new athletic director. I think that will also happen sooner rather than later, I should say. A couple of tough things to do for that new Kansas State AD. All right, real quick, in the NBA last night, if you missed it, out in Golden State, a big-time loss last night. Not in the scorebooks, but on the court. Kevin Durant, the newly acquired Kevin Durant, went down yesterday with a leg injury. He collided with Zaza Pachulia and basically knocked knee to knee. They called it a hyperextended knee. Well, if you saw the video, yeah, that's hyperextended to the max. And now they are saying this morning that the Warriors do not feel confident with the results of the MRI that they will have today. They don't feel terribly confident about what they're going to see there. Very tough break for Golden State. Very, very tough break for Golden State. This one hurts, and this one hurts not only Golden State, but the NBA. Period. It just hurts the MVP. The NBA with one of their potential MVP candidates out. It's not going to hurt the overall pride, and I don't think it's going to change who we see in the playoffs. I don't think that. I really don't. I don't think the addition or subtraction of Kevin Durant changes the fact that the Golden State Warriors are head and shoulders better than the rest of the Western Conference. I really don't think that changes it either way. We saw this team get to the championship last year. I still think, I think it's going to be a replay of last year's, the two teams in last year's championship. I still think that, but definitely this hurts. And I hope KD has a speedy recovery. I hope it's not as bad as it looks. I really do. But they are fearing the worst. Saying potentially this morning he is out the rest of the season. All right, quickly in college basketball, a lone game last night in the Big 12. It was Iowa State getting the late victory over Oklahoma State last night. Iowa State gets out to a big lead, but has to hold off Oklahoma State late in this ball game, and they get the 86-83 win over the Cowboys. Iowa State moves to 20-9, 12-5 in the Big 12. The Cowboys go to 20-10 and only 9-8 in conference. A rough Big 12 year for the Oklahoma State Cowboys. I think this one was really a bracket bubble buster, let's just call it that, for these two teams. Oklahoma State's going to have a tough time. Again, that record is very good. 20-10 is excellent. But they have to – the tournament – the committee really has to take into account 9-8 as of right now in the Big 12. Probably 9-9 after this weekend's action. But again, Iowa State does get the 86-83 victory over Oklahoma State. A couple of games tonight featuring some teams that still have the shot of getting in the tournament. I still think a couple of these teams are in the tournament. But two games tonight again. Texas taking on Texas Tech, which is a mouthful. 8 p.m. on ESPN2. I think the Red Raiders still have a very good shot at getting into the tournament. 17-12 right now. But as we said with the Oklahoma State Cowboys, that Big 12 record is terrible. 5-11. So if Oklahoma State doesn't get in and Texas Tech does, something's seriously wrong with this committee. The second game of the night should be a very, very interesting one featuring the aforementioned Kansas State Wildcats. Can K-State end this season on a nice roll? Can they head into the Big 12 tournament with a win, with a couple of wins after dropping their last two, not having very good luck with the boys in the Sooner State? They finish off now. They travel to TCU tonight, an 8 o'clock start on ESPNU. Kansas State and TCU tonight. So K-State has to finish out this season strong. They have to get a couple of wins here before they head into Big 12 tournament play, or they could see themselves on the outside looking in very, very easily. All right, that is all the time I have for today. Have a great day. We'll see you back here tomorrow. We'll have a whole lot of things to talk about. College hoops going on over and over and over tonight as we start March Madness. the first day of March is always the holy grail for college basketball fans. We are that close to tournament time, and I can't wait. College basketball hot and heavy right now in the Big 12 and all throughout the country. All right, have a great Wednesday. We'll see you back here tomorrow for a brand new edition of 15 Minutes of Fans.